Please take your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 24, and I'll be reading verse 36 to 53. Luke 24, beginning in verse 36, and I reverence God when you stand in his words yet. Luke 24, beginning in verse 36. As they were saying these things, he himself stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. "Why are you troubled?" he asked them. "And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." Having said this, he showed them his hands and feet. But while they still were amazed and in disbelief because of their joy, he said to them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He told them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He also said to them, "This is what is written. The Messiah would suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And look, I am sending you what my Father promised. As for you, stay in the city until you are empowered from on high." Then he led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was carried up into heaven. After worshiping him, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. You may be seated. As we come to the end of our study in the Gospel of Luke, Sunday we were looking at the verses talking about the coming of Jesus to two men that were walking on a road to Emmaus, a town about 7 miles northwest of Jerusalem, and they didn't realize it was Jesus. They didn't realize they were walking with the truth. And they were discouraged because they didn't understand the truth that Jesus was alive. They had been told by the women that angels had said that Jesus is alive. Peter went and looked at the tomb and saw the tomb was empty, just like the women said. The linen cloths were off to the side, and they didn't find it. Simon Peter didn't find Jesus. And so these two men are going to Emmaus, and they're discouraged. They're discussing with one another about the events, and Jesus comes up to them and asks them, "What are you talking about? What are you arguing about?" And Jesus pretends like he doesn't know what they're talking about, but he does. And they are astonished. They're discouraged. "Are you the only one that doesn't know anything about what's happened this past weekend?" "What events?" Jesus asked him. "About Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet from God. He did miraculous works by God, and he's taught God's word, but he was executed by our priests and our leaders, and it's been 3 days. Our women astounded us this morning. They came and told us the grave was empty, and they saw a vision of angels, but they didn't believe what the women said." And so Jesus begins telling them, don't you understand this is what had to happen? And he explains from Scripture all the Old Testament about the prophecies about Messiah. And if you didn't get it Sunday, there's a list of 121 different passages that talk about Jesus' ministry as the Messiah, but from the Old Testament. Jesus opened up the Scriptures to them, and then he went into the house where they were going to stay, and he broke bread, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized it was Jesus. And then they hurried back to Jerusalem, and they're telling everybody what they've seen. And the people tell them, Simon has told us Jesus is alive. But they really don't believe what Simon said, even though their words say it. In verse 34, the Lord has truly been raised and appeared to Simon. In verse 36, where our passage starts today, as they were saying these things, he himself stood in their midst. He said to them, peace to you. Now, right now, at this time, they're hiding in a room behind locked doors. According to John 20, verse 19, they're afraid the Jews are going to do something to them. So they're hiding. They're not having peace right now. In John 14, 27, Jesus says, peace I leave for you, not as the world gives, but I'm giving you a peace that the world can't give. And Jesus opens his words to them when he appears in their presence behind locked doors. Peace to you. Remember the song about the birth of Jesus? Peace on earth. Jesus came to bring peace on earth, and he brought it to his troubled disciples. Sometimes when things seem like they're not going well, we need that peace. But they still don't believe. Jesus asked, why are you doubting in your heart? Can't you see it's me? Look at my hands and feet. See the nail scars where the nails went in? Touch me. They still think it's a ghost. Even though they had said, we believe, because Simon told us, they need to be convinced even more. And then Jesus says, you got anything to eat? Now that might be an odd question. Now sometimes, if you haven't had anything to eat for a while, and, you might come in and say, is there anything for us to eat? When is dinner? When is lunch? When is breakfast? You know, is there anything here to eat? And Jesus is saying this, not because he's hungry, but to prove that he is human and alive and not a ghost. Ghosts don't eat. There's a many Hollywood movies that ghosts try to eat and it just falls right through them. And that's, even Hollywood might have picked this up from Jesus talking about, give me something to eat to prove that I'm not a ghost. And he ate it in their presence. And then he explains the Old Testament scripture, just like he had explained to the two men on the road to Emmaus. Because Jesus is preparing them for a mission. Now, we end our passage here with the ascension of Jesus. But if we look at Acts, chapter 1. This is another letter that Luke wrote. And he begins in verse 1. I wrote the first narrative, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up, after he had given instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. He had suffered. He also presented himself alive to many by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. Now, we don't see all that. We don't see that period of 40 days. It just skips to verse 9. After he had said this, he was taken up as they were watching. The cloud took him out of their sight while he was going. They were gazing into heaven. Suddenly, two men in white clothes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come in the same way that you have seen him going into heaven." So this is just an aside there. You're not going to have Jesus appear in an angel again. He's coming back. Instead of ascending to heaven, descending from heaven. But he had given the disciples a mission, verse 8 of Acts 1. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus is preparing, back to our passage in Luke, his disciples to be witnesses. They are going to give an explanation of what they've seen, not just what they've heard. And first, he opens their minds so they can understand the scripture. But then, let's turn to 1 John for a moment. Not the 1 John you come to, because that's the Gospel of John. But 1 John, and if you want, that's page 1559. Chapter 1, verse 9. Chapter 1, verse 1 first. "What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have observed and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, that life was revealed, and we have seen it, and we testify and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. What we have seen and heard, we also declare to you, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete." Here, John is telling, we have seen these events. We've seen these things. And in verse chapter 4, verse 14, he goes on to say, "And we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent His Son as the world's Savior." And you back up a few pages to 2 Peter chapter 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. "For we did not follow cleverly contrived this when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Instead, we were eyewitnesses of His majesty." Back to our passage in Luke 24. Jesus is preparing the disciples not just to relay something they heard, but what they've actually seen and experienced. Sometimes, when you hear something, it gets a little changed when it passes from one person to another. Well, Jesus wanted to make sure that the message was clear. And he gave to his disciples an understanding of Scripture. Now, 50 days later, the Holy Spirit is going to work to give an understanding of Scripture to all of us, because that's the work of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, and we have that Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, beginning verse 15. If you If you love me, you will keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth. The world is unable to receive him because it doesn't see him or know him. But you do know him because he remains with you and will be in you. And then chapter 15, beginning verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. Actually, chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I am telling you the truth. It is for your benefit that I go, because if I don't go away, the counselor will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. And about judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I still have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears, and he will also declare to you what is to come. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. This is why I told you that he takes from what is mine and will declare it to you. Jesus said if he departs, he's going to send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's going to be the one that can teach each and every one, explain the Scripture. And Jesus had explained it to his disciples then. 40 days later, 50 days later at Pentecost. And Pentecost basically means 50. It's 50 days after Passover. Jesus stayed and talked to his disciples for 40 days. He tells them to remain in Jerusalem. 10 days later, you have Pentecost when the Holy Spirit comes. And then Jesus is sending them out as witnesses to the entire world. We can trust what we've been told because we were told by the eyewitnesses. We have the Holy Spirit. If we're a Christian, it will teach us and guide us to understand Scripture. We need to remember, as Jesus said to the disciples, when things look troubled, I bring you peace. They were troubled because they were afraid of the Jews. But a little later, the Jewish leaders tell the apostles, stop talking about Jesus. And they tell the people that arranged for Jesus to be crucified, judge for yourself whom you should listen to. Man or God, we're going to do what God said. What are you going to do? Let us remember the true mission of Christmas. Jesus came. He was born to be a sacrifice for us, to live a perfect, holy life, and died in our place, so that we will spend eternity with him in heaven, because God's judgment and justice have been sacrificed. The penalty has been paid by God himself. Let us celebrate true mission of Jesus this year. Lord, I thank you for this time to be here. I thank you for dying so that we can be free. Let us share that message with all of you.